Welcome back to the Matchday Roundup. Before we get into the episode, we have a few exciting things that I'd like to mention. Firstly, this is our 10th episode of the podcast, which is super exciting that we've even got this far. So I want to thank everyone who's supported me on the way so far. I know 10 episodes isn't heaps, but it's still a milestone. I think I should still give it a little bit of a celebration. So thanks for that. And the next thing I wanted to quickly discuss before we get into the show is that you may have seen that we hit 500 downloads on the podcast so far. So thank you so much for that. Continue to listen, continue to download. We really, really appreciate that. I really, really appreciate all the support that I've gotten so far, I guess. And the next thing I wanted to talk to you about before we get into the episode is that over the next few weeks, there is a break in the competition. So the Matchday Roundup will not be occurring for the next 3 weeks after this episode airs. So the podcast will not halt. We are not stopping. There will still be episodes releasing. However, they will not be of the same format as the standard Matchday Roundup. So next week, on the 30th of April, you will be getting the Q&A episode. You may have seen recently on social media that I put out for a Q&A. And if you're still interested in sending me questions, there's still time. The episode does not air for over a week. So feel free to send those in. I'm going to be putting a story up on the morning that this episode airs. So that is Tuesday morning on the 23rd of April. Feel free to send in questions. If you think of any and you can't get to the story, feel free to message the podcast at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, Powered by Pod on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Feel free to reach out on the Facebook group. We have heaps of places you can get in touch. So yeah, if you want to ask me a question about the podcast, about life, about literally whatever you want, send them in. We're going to be having a bit less structure in next week's episode, but I think it'd be a fun change of pace. And then after the Q&A episode comes out, I want to look into covering the predictions we've made so far this season. So every interview I would ask, what's your prediction for the end of the season? And whilst we don't have the sort of whether or not they're going to come true, we don't have, yes or no answers. We can look at the predictions so far and kind of go, oh, this person might be on the way to being right, or this was very wrong. So we're going to be doing an episode about that, which will come out in the following week after that. And then after that, for the final week before the competition returns, well, I have a few ideas, so we're not going to lock any of them in at the moment, but there will be an episode releasing, so stay tuned. We've got some exciting stuff coming up, and yeah, let's get into the show. The reserve grade game between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Hills United began with the Hills having the stronger chances. Despite having three chances in the opening 5 minutes, they were not able to convert. Whilst the Hills immediately got into the game, the Wanderers took their time to ease in. In the 11th minute, the Wanderers were given a threatening free kick from a Hills 2-on-1 infringement. This free kick would see Hills give contact to the Wanderers, thus resulting in a penalty to the Red and Black. Taylor converted the penalty, sending his side 1-0 up. After this goal, both sides looked with intent to get a goal before the break. However, neither side could do so as the first half ended 1-0 in the Wanderers' favour. Upon the return of the game in the second half, the Hills held strong threat to get themselves back into the game. Chance after chance was had for them, with the Wanderers getting minimal attacks at goal. The Hills would have one last chance in the dying seconds when they were given a corner. This chance would prove the Wanderers' defensive strength as the corner was cleared as the referee blew the whistle for full time. The Wanderers defeating the Hills 1-0 for the second time this season. The Premier League match between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Hills United sides is always one that brings excitement and tension. This was proven in the first minute of the game when the Wanderers showed strong passing as Keats sent a strong ball across to Waite, who snuck the ball past the Hills defence to go 1-0 up. Not long after this goal, a different kind of drama occurred as Hills goalkeeper and former guest Matt Mallows was taken off due to a chair malfunction. As play resumed, both sides looked threatening. However, it was the Hills whose threat would come to fruition first, when a sideline in the 11th minute saw Cross's ball meet Turnbull perfectly for him to slot in an equaliser. It didn't take long for the Wanderers to reclaim their lead, when in the 15th minute, Waite scored his second as a corner from Webb met him perfectly at the near post to sneak the ball between the Hills' defence. As the end of the half grew closer, the Wanderers' main intent was to ensure that they did not concede before the halftime whistle blew. Their intent would not become true, however, as a mishit goal kick from Andy Waite saw Cross get an equaliser in the dying seconds. As the half ended 2-2, both sides looked to mark their name on the game. Both sides showed strong intent in the second half, however the chances were not being converted. That is, until the 36th minute, when the Wanderers' strong passing allowed for Webb to set up Keat to get what the Wanderers could only hope to be the winning goal. The Hills would fight back, having a free kick in the dying seconds of the game. They were not able to convert this chance, and the resultant corner would not be taken as the full-time whistle blew, the Wanderers winning their second game of the season as they defeated the Hills 3-2. The reserve grade game between Sydney FC and St George proved quickly that both sides were equally hungry to get a result. While Sydney had the most chances in the opening 10 minutes, they were not able to convert. Despite their high amount of chances, it would be St George who would get the go-ahead goal, when a mistake from the Sydney defence was effectively punished by Ibrahim Khan to send St George 1-0 up. Whilst both sides would continue to press, neither could convert before the end of the first half, St George leading as they headed into the break. As the second half commenced, it was immediately apparent that Sydney would not go down without a fight, as they held a majority of the chances throughout the second half. One such chance, which saw them almost convert, was when a free kick from a St George 2-on-1 was shot from long range directly towards Vidakovic, who creatively manoeuvred so that the ball would not touch his chair until after it had crossed the line. As it was an indirect free kick, St George kept their lead. As Sydney continued to press throughout the remaining 10 minutes, St George's defence proved trustworthy time and time again. The Sydney side failed to get a goal, Khan's goal being the difference in this game. I spoke to Khan about this match. Here's the clip.
All right, so do you want to say your name, your age, and who you play for?
Ibrahim, my name. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in St. George.
So, I want you to talk to me very quickly, Ibrahim. Yeah. I want to know, how are you feeling after that match?
Oh, I feel very good. Like, the goals, yeah.
It's very exciting, yeah. Mate. You did really, really well. So, how do you feel knowing your goal put St George, you're 1 point behind the league leaders in Newcastle? How do you feel?
Yeah, I liked it. Like, we beat them, like, by 1 point. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's very,
like, would have been a tie.
It's going to be a very exciting title charge for you guys now, trying to knock St George off the, knock Newcastle off the top. But yeah, now the last thing that I do with every interview that I do, I want you to make me a prediction, right? Can be just for yourself, for St George. Doesn't matter what. But what's going to happen by the end of this season?
I think maybe a prediction, right?
Like, yeah, what's going to happen? How many goals are you going to score? How many goals is the team going to score? Something like that.
Around maybe 5 or 10.
5 or 10?
Yeah.
For you or the team?
Team.
Team? All right. 5 or 10 goals by the end of the season. Well, it's been awesome having you on, mate.
The Premier League match between Sydney FC and St George began with St George immediately applying pressure. Their pressure was proven when, in the third minute, they had won a free kick on the edge of the box. The initial attempt by Albert was sent back to him by Karim, and on the second attempt, Albert hit to Karim was neatly hit into the goal, sneaking the ball between the Sydney defenders. Sydney were not to be counted out of the fight just yet, as they continued to show promise in attack as the half progressed. Promise isn't enough in football. It needs to turn into goals, something which Sydney were not able to do before the break. St George were not able to convert either after their early goal, as the first half ended 1-0 to St George. As the second half began, both sides seemed even in their attempts to put their name on the game. However, as the second half progressed, it seemed that neither team would get the goal to either ensure or challenge the result. That is, until the 35th minute, when a corner for St George was finished by Karim for him to get his second of the game. The game was not as secure as St George had hoped, as in the 39th minute, when a sideline from O'Brien met ball well as he scored a goal to keep St George on the edge of their seats. This goal would be no more than a consolation to the dismay of Sydney FC, as St George beat the Sky Blues 2-1. Hey, so we are going to go onto the reserve grade table and statistics now. In 5th place, we have Sydney FC with 4 points. In fourth place, we have Hills United, also on 4 points. In third place, we have the Western Sydney Wanderers with 10 points. In second place, we have Football St George with 13 points. And in first place, we have Newcastle Jets with 14 points. Now, the one issue that I noticed when I read out the statistics last week was that I only included the leading person per statistic. So I thought I'd read out the top three for each statistic so that you guys can get a greater understanding of, you know, who's in the race for winning each of these awards. So the reserve grade goals is still led by Shannon Ann Lazar with 5. However, tied for second is Hills United's Lachlan Ninham with 3, Newcastle's Patrick Nolan with 3, myself, Jackson Taylor from the Western Sydney Wanderers with 3. Moving over to the assists, and Shannon Ann Lazar still leads with 4. Mitchell Albert of Football St George has 2, whilst there is a 7-way tie with 7 separate players, each having 1 assist in the comp. Those being Fletcher Ball, Riley Brown and George Tiong of Sydney FC, Brameth Herath and Patrick Nolan of Newcastle, Ibrahim Khan of Football St George and Jonathan Reyes of the Western Sydney Wanderers. Moving on to the clean sheets now, and in first place it is your favourite Power Chip Football podcast host, Jackson Taylor, with 3. In second place, it is Shannon Alizar with 2 clean sheets. And in third place, we have a 5-way tie between Football St George's Logan Balterson, Jamie Larson, and Jake Vidakovic, as well as Hills United's Ollie McPhail and Newcastle's Asim Sotti with 1 clean sheet. Moving on to the Premier League table and statistics. In fifth place, we have the Western Sydney Wanderers on 6 points. In fourth place, we have Sydney FC on 7 points. In third place, we have Hills United also on 7 points. In second place, we have Football St George on 10 points. And in first place, we have Newcastle Jets with 16 points. Onto the statistics now. The top goal scorer in the Premier League is still Chris Hastas. He has 8 goals. In second place, it is Newcastle's Jordan Crane with 5. And a 2-way tie for third between Chris Turnbull of Hills United with 3 and the Wanderers' Andy Waite, also with 3. In the assist chart, we have Newcastle's Ryan Sech with 5. We have Football St George's Mitch Albert with 4. He is tied with Dimitri Leolio Davis of the Newcastle Jets. And with 3 assists, we have the Wanderers' Steve Webb. In the clean sheets race, Dimitri Leolio Davis leads the mark with 5. In second place is Sydney FC's Harry Simmons with 3. And in third place is Football St George's Abdullah Karim with 2. You can get involved in Power Chair Football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee or volunteer by visiting the NSW PFA website linked below. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 24th of February 2024 to the 6th of July 2024. Every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSWPFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.